Protesters at more than 100 locations across the country will rally against big bank investments into fossil fuels today. That includes a rally outside of a Chase Bank in Denver. The UN climate report released Monday says at the rate we're going now, the planet will likely push past a dangerous climate threshold within the next 10 years. At this point, the global warming will be irrevocably altered and beyond people's capacity to adapt. The top four financiers of fossil fuel projects in recent years are JP Morgan, Chase, Citi, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America, all American banks. They account for a quarter of all fossil fuel financing in the world. Joining me to talk about the protest in Denver is Giselle Hertzfeld with 350 Colorado and Shauna Foster of Rainforest Action Network, who compiled the yearly Banking on Climate report. Giselle, Shauna, good morning.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Giselle, start us off by telling us about today's rallies, specifically the one in Denver and how it relates to those nationwide.
Absolutely. Thank you. So we're part of a multi-generational coalition of environmental and labor groups and retired union activists that are going to be holding a rally today at Chase Bank on 16th Street in Denver as part of a national day of action that's being coordinated by a group called Third Act, which is a group for climate activists over 60 years old that have more than 50 national and local partners. This rally is one of more than 100 events happening in half of the U.S. states, taking place across the country, with thousands of people taking action nationally. And their goal is to pressure the major banks to stop financing the expansion of the fossil fuel industry. We're hoping to have at least 100 people at the event today. We have 100 people registered so far, and we're going to be at Chase Bank in Denver from noon to 1:30 p.m. And we're going to be joined by a brass band, local musicians. We'll have lots of art and banners, and we're expecting it to be a really fun, really lively event.
And this isn't the first time that climate activists have targeted banks to call on them to stop investing in and financing fossil fuel infrastructure projects. What have been the results of past protests against these infrastructure projects, Shauna?
So with public pressure, we've been able to win policies that are better on climate records. Banks have a huge public relations marketing machine, and they want to look like they are friendly on the climate. They want consumers to feel good about their investments, that when their money is not in the checking account, that it's out there doing good in the world. And what we find is that in order to be aligned with the Paris Agreement, in order to keep global heating under 1.5 degrees centigrade, we really need bank plans to be more focused on absolute emissions and a lot less focused on carbon intensity or carbon markets. And so when consumers show that they are wise to the greenwashing tactics of banks, banks change policies based on consumer demand.
And have either one of you, have you seen the same type of level of investments in clean energy projects from banks? Or is it mostly coming from governments, the bank rolling the green infrastructure?
I can't really say what is going on with the government investments, although the IRA is very good for a lot of renewable energies, not so much on the human rights aspect of an energy transition. Like, we really can't replicate the current fossil fuel exploitative infrastructure when it comes to renewable energy unless we are centering human rights. But what I can say, according to Bloomberg, is that banks as on a whole invest about 80 cents for every dollar that they put into fossil fuels. So that's 80 cents into renewable energies for every dollar they put into fossil fuels. However, if we were in a full just transition mode, banks should be investing $4 into renewable, human rights-centered resources for every dollar they invest in fossil fuel companies. That's what a transition looks like. And banks are doing nowhere near that, especially JP Morgan Chase, who has invested $382 billion in fossil fuel industries since the Paris Agreement was signed in 2016.
And Giselle, the idea of environmental, social, and governance, or ESGs, is that companies should invest in environmentally and socially progressive companies because, or banks should invest in environmentally and socially progressive companies because it mitigates risks. And it seems like a few years ago, big banks were planning to jump onto the ESG bandwagon, but what happened? Why has this not happened?
I mean, I think we're seeing a gradual progression. We're seeing the public momentum being built, the public pressure being built to pressure these institutions, these large financial institutions, to start investing more responsibly. I feel like we need that public pressure and that public mobilization to really push these institutions, but it is not happening anywhere near fast enough. There's also a lot of greenwashing that can happen in ESG. So we need to be careful when we talk about ESG that we're talking about real climate solutions with real targets and real regulations that will actually create real change. There's also a large divestment movement that has just dramatically increased in the past years. We're seeing over 1,500 institutions worldwide divesting from fossil fuels, making the decision to mobilize their capital in a way that leads to a sustainable future instead of global destruction. These 1,500 institutions are worth collectively over $40.51 trillion, and they represent everything from educational institutions, faith-based organizations, governments, pension funds. So we are seeing a shift, but we really need to see it happen a lot faster, especially in light of the new IPCC report.
And on your point of risk, look, people should have the freedom to invest in what they want to invest in. And if people who are near retirement age want to invest in a client, you know, in a bank that is climate responsible, they're helping the bank manage its long-term risks. Recent banks have failed because they have not been able to manage market volatility and long-term risk. And climate risk is definitely one of those things that banks need to manage better. And so we're calling on Chase, who has 7% of their portfolio invested in fossil fuels, to do a much better job of managing its long-term risk, especially when it comes to climate. People want to keep their retirement safe by managing this risk much better than banks have. We don't want a bunch of banks failing because they're not seeing what the climate crisis is doing to us.
And something I wanted to go back to that Giselle, you mentioned that older people, retirees, are participating in today's event. And Shauna, you're talking about pension funds, divestment of pension funds. I think we've heard a lot more about the push to divest on college campuses, but maybe not so much about pension funds. Can you tell me about what's going on there? Or is it as prevalent as on college campuses, or are we just not hearing about
I can speak to that. So 350 Colorado has been part of a multi-year effort to get our Colorado State Pension Fund PARA to divest from fossil fuels. And a recent report that was just released this year that was commissioned by the County of Boulder, and it was conducted by Corporate Knights, it shows that PARA has lost $2.7 billion by not divesting from fossil fuels in the last 10 years. There was a previous study that was released also by Corporate Knights in 2019 that showed that PARA had lost $1.7 billion by not divesting from fossil fuels. And just in 3 years, we've seen those losses increase by a whole $1 billion. So not only are fossil fuels a bad investment for our future, but we're also seeing now that they're just a bad investment in general. They're some of the lowest performing parts of PARA's portfolio. And I'm sure PARA is not alone in that. So we're seeing not only the moral rationale, but also a very strong financial rationale for divesting from fossil fuels.
And just to mention, PARA is the retirement, the pension portfolio of public employees. Giselle Hertzfeld is the coordinator for 350 Colorado and the Defunding Climate Disaster Campaign coordinator. Shauna Foster is a communications officer with Rainforest Action Network, who compiled the yearly Banking on Climate report. For more information about today's protest, visit news.kgnu.org. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.